Okay, good evening, everybody. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing Siman Shin Lamed. Today, we are doing Se'ifim Dalet, Hey, and Vav. This is page Kuf Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says Shulchan Aruch, rather, Kol Shlosha Yom Marishonim, Afilu Amra Ein Natsricha Mechalin Aleh Shabbos. For 3 days after having a baby, even if a woman says that I do not need you to be Mechal Shabbos for me, I do not need whatever it is that that is required, we are still Mechal Shabbos for her. We have a parallel din in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, that even if a woman says, I do not need to eat in the first 72 hours, she still does need to eat. Mishlosha v'yad shiva, but from the first 3 days till 7 days, I shouldn't have said 72 hours, we'll see about that in the Mishnah Berurah. From 3 days to 7 days, amra ein etzricha ein mechalin. Then we trust her if she says she does not require chilul Shabbos. Mikan ve'eluch afilu amra etzricha ni ein mechalin aleha. After 7 days, even if she claims she needs it, she claims she needs fresh cooked food, you're not allowed to cook food for her. Ela rei yad shloshim yom, up until 30 days after childbirth, we consider her like a chalash she'ein bosakana with all of the rules involved in that, but certainly you may not do a malacha on her behalf. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yod Shloshi, I mean, v'lo chashvin meis leis. 3 days does not mean 72 hours. Just like the Shulchan Aruch says, Bayom Kippur, Val Kain, Imolida, Biyom Revi'i, Kodem Ben Hashmashos. So if she has a baby on a Wednesday, even if it's Wednesday afternoon, Shuv Asur L'chal L'Leh Shabbat, you cannot be Mechal Shabbos for her if she does not say Tzrichani, because 3 days are Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and therefore by the time Shabbos comes, she's past the 3 days. Came cause of Magen Avraham, that's what the Magen Avraham writes, find some tough reshut zayin shem gam gem agrama od sham because of the Milshon Rosh Perek Meruba Mashmash Sover came b'pshitas to Kavan HaSagavar v'me'is le'is. However, the Gra takes major issue with this Magen Avraham, and he says, you know, if you look in the Rosh in Perek Meruba, it sounds like he holds it is 72 hours, and not just as a way of justifying the sheet of the Bahag. And if you look in the Tshuvas Rosh, you'll see that the Gra is vindicated, that the Rosh really does hold it 72 hours. And the Ritva says this way, Masech HaShabbos, Vayin Bel Yerab HaShkasav Demidivri Yisrav Heter, Gamkein Mashma Divina Shloshiyam Shleimim. And El Yerab says that from the Yisrav Heter, it sounds like also it has to be 3 full days. Yisrav Heter was written by a Rishon, it's a major sefer in Yaradeya. It's a Rishon by the name of Rabbeinu Yonah, but not the famous Rabbeinu Yonah that we know of. It's a Rabbeinu Yonah an Ashkenazi, only quotes Ashkenazim, but a different Rabbi Yonah, but a major Rishon, also holds that it's 3 full days. Vayinu meis leis, meaning 72 hours. Achar kach matzasi b'sefer nerzi yisrael b'shem tshuvas beis Ephraim shegamkin kosav kidvarenu. And then I found that the Nezer Yisrael writes in the name of the beis Ephraim also 72 hours. V'nimtza lefizad debein linyin melach Shabbos bein linyin yom ha-kippurim ad gimel meis leis chashvin lal muskenes umutra afilu amrat tzrichani. And therefore, for the first 72 hours after having a baby, you machal Shabbos for a woman, whether she says she thinks you need to or not, and she eats on Yom Kippur, whether she thinks she needs to or not. But and from 3 until 7, she only eats on Yom Kippur if she says tzrichani. So a lot of times what you have is a woman, my wife had this with one of our babies, that that the 72 hours ran out in the middle of the night on Yom Kippur. So, you know, she didn't really need to eat at the beginning of the night, but she would have been allowed to anyway, and she wouldn't eat, with no questions asked, she would have been allowed to eat at the beginning of Yom Kippur. But once the 72 hours passes, now she needs to say Tzrichani in order to be able to eat, and she didn't feel Tzrichani, so she ended up fasting the whole Yom Kippur. Anyway, so he says, we should certainly be makel on Yom Kippur, that if a woman has a baby on Wednesday afternoon, that it does not run out on Shabbos, that if Yom Kippur is chal on Shabbos that year, she eats to suffik nefashosu, fa'afil and even when it comes to Chol Shabbos as well, we're makil, unless you could find a guy to do the malacha for the same, with the same result. The first 3 days means from the time the baby is born. Even if she says she doesn't need it, and what do you mean? She says she doesn't need it. So who's to say that she does need it? So the Mishnah Berurah says it means, and all of her friends tell her, no, this is what you need when you have a baby. You need to have hot chicken soup. That's what everyone has. And there's no one who can examine her and to see if she particularly needs this. But generally speaking, birthing mothers need this. Then even if she says she doesn't, and there's no one to examine to tell us one way or the other, we're Mechal Shabbos for it. Mechal, and to keep in the Kol Yoldo Shrichas Kach, because since most birthing mothers do need it, Afal Pisha Ein Anu Yodin Al Zo, even though we don't know anything about this particular woman, Vashar Dichol Lamtin Aderev, and it could be that she could wait till after Shabbos, Mechal Misveik Avein Shomun La, or Mechal Shabbos Misafik, and we do not listen to her, to Dil Mechul Shas Hadas Noktala, because maybe her saying that she doesn't need it is because her mind is not all there. Shema Eses Al Achun O Sheina Margisha L'Shaita, because right now she's turned off by the thought of food, or she doesn't realize what her situation is. And this is Lashon of the Rashba, about a Yoledis within 3 days that eats regular people's food, and she says she doesn't need you to cook for her on Shabbos. And he says, and the Rashba says, we consider Yoledis a Musukenes. She's in danger. She just went through, her body went through a major trauma, and therefore she's probably just not totally feeling what her real needs are. And if you were to feed her food that you give to regular people that normally a dangerously ill person cannot eat, it's going to be dangerous for her. So if she doesn't have the right kind of nutrition, you could be Mechal Shabbos to get her the right kind of nutrition. Ad kan l'shono, that's the Rashba. But if you have an expert, you have a doctor, you have a someone who's an expert at the health of women's health after giving birth, so then and they say that she doesn't need it, then we do listen to them. Because there are plenty of birthing mothers that don't have hot chicken soup every day, and they do just fine. So if someone assesses that she doesn't need it. Magen Avraham says nowadays women who gave birth eat food that was heated from the day before on Shabbos. But it has to be a case-by-case basis. We have to assess the needs of the particular chola. Then we said, that from day 3 to day 7, if she says she doesn't need it, then she doesn't need it. We don't presume her to be mesukenes for those types of things that that other people are accustomed to. Plus she can wait till after Shabbos. So we believe her and we rely on her when she says she doesn't need it. But that's only if she said so explicitly. But minastam we're mechal Shabbos for her. Because if there's any chashash sakana, you got to be mechal Shabbos. And if a doctor says she does need, she's on day 5 after having a baby. She says, nah, I'm fine. I don't need to eat Yom Kippur. And the doctor says, this is dangerous. She needs to eat. Then pshita the mechal. And then of course she would eat on Yom Kippur and you'd be Mechal Shabbos for her. Even if the Chaya says that the woman herself says that she doesn't need it. But if she says, I'm fine, I don't need, and her friends say, who don't know anything, her friends who just know what people say about what birthing mothers need, but they're not experts at all, and they say she does need, then we listen to her. If the birthing mother herself says she does need. Even if 100 doctors say she's crazy, she doesn't need any of this, it's fine. She'll do fine without hot chicken soup. We listen to her if she says, I need you to cook me hot chicken soup on Shabbos. Nobody knows a person's body better than the person themselves. And this is all made clear in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, where the very same Geder applies. If a woman is within a week of having a baby and says, I need need to eat on Yom Kippur, even if all the doctors say, she'll be fine. We listen to her. Mikan ve'elach, but after 7 days, then she's like a regular chol shein basakonik. Even shanu yodim, shein lecholi acher, once we know that she doesn't have any other condition other than the fact that she had a baby, vav hieno meres kein, and she doesn't claim to have any other condition other than having had a baby, hakol b'kiyim d'mishum leide in la sakana lechamim l'shar tzarchi yaled, z'pshiti yichol amten ad erev. So we're all considered to be b'kiyim, that after 7 days, you don't really need anything. K'chol l'shem b'sakon, so she has din of chol l'shem b'sakon, shom elav g'lul v'olsev, where you could do amir la'akum for a chol l'shem b'sakon, but that's it. Si if hey, hayoshevas ala mashper umesav, let's say rachmana l'tzlan, a woman dies in childbirth, mevi'in sakin b'shabbos, and before the baby was born, so they could bring a knife on Shabbos, hafilu derech Rosh Hashanah, even through Rosh Hashanah, v'korim bitno motzi avlad, so they could cut open her belly to take the vlad out, shami yamatzi chai, because the baby might still be alive, and you can save his life. Says the Ramah, umashe nogin achshav kein afilu b'chol, he says, you know, we never do that, even on a weekday, when a woman dies during childbirth, rachman al son, we never try to look for a live baby. He says, that's mishum dein b'kiin lahakir b'misaseim b'korv kolkach, shafshal v'vad lichyos. He says, because nowadays, by the time they declare the mother dead, there's no way the baby's still alive, because it takes so long till you get the criteria of declaring with confidence that the mother is no longer alive, that the, you're not going to find a live baby inside of her. Siv katan yudzayin, afilu derech Rosh Hashanah, tebelo ava asakin ein rabusa. If you didn't have to bring a knife through Rosh Hashanah, then there's no chiddish that you would cut open the mother. Deleka chil Shabbos klal b'kriyas bet and mesa, because there's no chil Shabbos in actually doing the cutting once she's dead. Because that's not called making a wound. If it's a dead body, then it's just like cutting meat. And the concern is that we might find, meaning the reason you cut her open and you bring the knife is because you might find a live baby. And we're saying that this safik pikuach nefesh, not only safik pikuach nefesh on a person that has already existed and that we know was alive, but a safik pikuach nefesh on a vlad that never saw the light of day yet, and never had a cheskas chai, afilu hachi doch haShabbos, even that safik pikuach nefesh is doch haShabbos. That's very instructive for Yom HaKippurim as well, by the way, that we are mechalel Yom HaKippurim and we eat on Yom HaKippurim, even if it's a safik pikuach nefesh of the vlad, of the baby. I mean, the doctor says, the mother's going to be fine, she just might lose the pregnancy, then she eats on Yom Kippur to save the pregnancy. So, mishum de'ein, and then the Ramah says, but nowadays we don't do this because it's going to be useless, the baby's going to is never going to be able to survive long enough after we declare the mother dead. V'shema raknes alfa, v'yemiach dechuyim yisua, because the concern is that maybe they don't declare the mother dead right away, because we think that maybe she just fainted, and if they cut her open, they're going to kill her. Tzrichlon lahamtin, so you have to wait to see that she's actually dead. V'adach imayis avlad, and in the meantime, the baby's not going to survive. Si'ivav, osin medur li yoledes kol shloshim yom, v'afil b'tkufas tamuz. If a yoledes says that she's cold, you can make a fire for her the entire first 30 days after having a baby, even in the middle of the summer. You have to look back in Reish Ayin Vav to see if other people are allowed to use that fire. Says the Mishnah Berurah Madurav, who adin bezmanenu lachim atanur, and nowadays to heat up the furnace. Kol shloshim yesh latzartzina. This is only if she says she's cold. This really deish shakon l'chayah kol shloshim betzina. Because we assume that even though for most things she's not considered to be in any danger zone after 7 days, when it comes to cold, for the first 30 days she's considered to be in some level of danger. So if you can't find a guy to make the fire, you have a Jew make the fire. For any other chola, you can always have a guy make the fire, even if it's not a sakana. If it's a chola if you have a chola sheyeshba sakana that says that they need a fire, then, and you can't find a guy to do it, so then a Jew does it. However, in the Bir Halacha, he says, I quote, many Rishonim would disagree with the Shulchan Aruch over here and hold that a woman after 7 days, within 30 days, is only like a Chol Shein Bel Sakana, and therefore you can only ask a guy to make a fire for her, but absolutely a Jew may not make the fire for her, against what the Shulchan Aruch says. So let's review what we learned today. So in Sif Dalet, we said that for the first 3 days, whether a woman says she needs it or not, she eats on Yom Kippur and Yom Chal Shabbos, and the Mishnah Berurah said we define 33 days by 72 hours, and then we said from day 3 to day 7, it depends what she claims that she needs. And if she says she needs, even if 100 doctors say she doesn't need, then we assume that yes, she does. And after 7 days, we just consider like a regular Chalashim B'Sakana, where you could do Amir L'Nachri, but a Jew cannot do Melacha on her behalf. Then it's if, hey, we said that if Rachman and son, a woman dies during childbirth, the Mechaber says that we violate Melacha Star Raisa in order to cut her open to get the baby out, but the Ramah says there's no use in doing that nowadays because by the time you declare the mother dead, the baby's for sure going to be dead. And then in Sivav, we said that if that the machlokas between the Mechaber and many other Rishonim that the Mishabura quotes, whether a woman after 7 days, before 30 days after childbirth, says she's cold, are you allowed to have a Jew light a fire for her? The Mechaber says yes, whereas the Mishabura quotes many Rishonim that say no, that she's like a regular Choloshim B'Sakana, that you can only have a non-Jew light the fire for her. Okay, wishing everyone a wonderful evening, an easy rest of the fast, and Be'ez Hashem on Sunday we will continue with Se'if Zayin. Everyone have a wonderful evening.